WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show! It's a new day. Yes, it is!
Tonight was not about building up a roadblock end of a line. Tonight was about your WWE World Tag Team Champions tying and setting a new record. And technically they don't tie the record for another 49 minutes. Because that's a thing. But this is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Gerwick.net. And wrestling figure photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Speaking of MBG1211, because I told them I would do this. If you all would love to support our buddy, Matt Goldberg, and please do support our buddy, Matt Goldberg, because he's awesome and amazing and he supports our show. And you like the Nature Boy or Ric Flair, go to RicFlairShop.com and you can save 10%. On hashtag Nate merch when you use the promo code MBG1211. Go to RicFlairShop.com and buy the new merch, the Nate merch, at RicFlairShop.com. MBG1211 at checkout, and you save 10% on your order because, you know, it's the holidays. Buy something and support Matt Goldberg. Anyway, I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by the one and only Lindsay Ward.
It's Monday. We're here.
It's Monday.
Yay.
It's Monday. You know what that means.
Bray Wyatt?
No, that's Tuesday.
But the intro. The intro. I got boo-boo in the intro.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I got boo-boo in the intro, y'all. I totally
No one knows what
intro.
No one's
even if he even if he edits it out, I got boo-boo in the intro, and those listening live are my witnesses. I got boo-boo on Monday.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Very, very
excited. Alright, Raw started with the tag team titles. Sheamus, Cesaro, and Gallows and Anderson challenge in New Day. How about that New Day retain? It was a really good match, but they retained. Not a real shock. Cesaro is on a whole nother level. Just gonna flat out say it. Cesaro is one of the best talents they have. Shock face. I know, it's a new thing. People are gonna be talking
Send
about
him
it.
To SmackDown.
People are gonna be talking about it. Cesaro is the great, one of a great wrestler. He knows how to make a really good hot tag. Just pointing that out.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. LeMans asked a question. Since the New Day went through all the tag teams, will they defend the titles this Sunday? You would expect them to, but I doubt it at this point. I figured there would have been a controversial finish in the first match, and they would find a team, but there are no teams. They've beaten everybody, so what's next? Who knows? Maybe the Revival's next. It's the only thing that sort of makes sense from this point forward. Since they've killed every other tag team?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, there's nobody left to challenge, so I don't see how they're going to face anybody on Sunday. And to just sort of put some breathing room on that record, they may back off New Day defending for a few weeks.
Which
just to sort of...
Pad that record?
Pad that record, take them to Rumble, and have them lose the titles at Rumble. Because it's so close.
You mean like how they padded that record when they went when they just sort of bypassed Survivor Series?
Basically.
Okay. Just pointing that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, Braun Strowman beat Curtis Axel tonight on Monday Night Raw. We'll get to the other tag team title match in a bit. But Braun beat him, And the other story of the night, Sammy wants Braun. Foley won't give him Braun. Foley doesn't believe in Sami Zayn anymore. Zayn's childhood hero doesn't believe in him. Zayn said if Foley doesn't believe in him, then maybe he doesn't need to be on Raw. And Foley said, you know, maybe I'll call Daniel Bryan and work out a trade. Foley said there are times when he wishes someone had stopped him, you know, because Zayn was really putting the pressure on him. Like, come on, you would not let anyone stand in your way. But, you know, that's what happened. So Foley says he will work on a trade. So later on the night, Sami Zayn was in action against Jinder Mahal. Guess what? Sami beat Jinder. No shock there. Foley comes out and says, you know, he's just got off the phone with Daniel Bryan and says, yes, you will be traded to a talent of equal value, if that's what he wants. And we're all going, who is equal value to Sami Zayn? A lot of names were thrown out. And Zayn was like, you know, okay, fine, that's good. Where do I have to sign? And it's like, Foley mentioned, do you want to know who you're fighting? Who you get traded for? It's like, okay, he's like, sure, tell me, Mick. Tell me who I want. But before that, he says, are you sure you want to be traded? He's like, yeah, unless you give me Braun Strowman. And Foley was like, I'm not giving you Braun Strowman. So he told him what him and Daniel Bryan worked on, and that Sami Zayn going to SmackDown in exchange for Kane Kinn's favorite wrestler of all time, the love of his life, all red, everything, Eva Marie.
Corey Graves was so excited.
He had a moment, just saying.
Zayn, he did have a moment.
Zayn was pissed and said, he's worth 100 Eva Maries. He said it blows his mind that Foley doesn't get it. Zayn got all worked up, was shoving, like, putting his chest against Foley's chest, backing up. Foley told Zayn to remember the rage he feels and duplicate it because he's going to need it when he faces Braun Strowman Sunday night at Roadblock. Foley said there was never a trade. He pulled out a blank piece of paper. Foley said he wouldn't trade Zayn from Raw for anyone. Foley said he believes in Sami and always has. He said he just needed to know if a nice guy like Zayn had it in him to tap into a dark part of his soul to survive a monster like Braun Strowman. He said Zayn answered him with a resounding yes. Foley recalled Strowman saying Zayn wouldn't last 2 minutes in the ring with him. He said he's giving Zayn 10 minutes to prove everyone wrong.
Well, thanks for giving us the match time there, Mick.
Thanks, Mick. So we have a countdown clock, 10 minutes. So does Sami win if he wins in the last 10 minutes? Is that how we're giving Sami a cheap win? Is that what we're gonna do?
I think that's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, truthfully, this was a great segment right up until Mick Foley was like, oh, hey, I was just kidding. There wasn't any kind of trade. Ah, ha, ha, ha. I just wanted to see if you had that fire. No. Okay, no. I'm really tired of the Foley character doing that. Of, like, basically being a jerk or being a dick and then pretending like, oh, hey, no hard feelings kind of thing. No. You're gonna have Mick Foley be a dick about something. Have Mick Foley be a dick about something. Don't have him always trying to be the nice guy. Because essentially, he has power. Power corrupts, especially when you're working with Stephanie McMahon. Power corrupts absolutely with her involved. I want to see Mick Foley be corrupted. I want to see Mick Foley morph into something different than what he is. I want to see him morph into a bad guy. I mean, honestly, truthfully, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because to me it would be interesting to see Foley corrupted by the power of being a GM and working with Stephanie and kind of having, you know, getting the A show and having everything right there for him. I mean, I want that. Seriously, because to me that's an interesting storyline because it's a nice juxtaposition to Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, who are the good guys, where you have Daniel Bryan be a dick for the sake of being a dick, and he does not apologize for it. But Mick Foley feels the need to be like, oh, hey, just kidding, LOL, we're still friends, right? And I hate that about the Foley character. I hate that. It's like, if you're going to do it, just do it, okay? Don't apologize for it. Just do it.
Feel better now?
I feel so much better. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm really sick of that. I'm really sick of how they're writing that.
I'm backing up 100%. I agree. Foley knows one promo these days. It's the passionate, heartfelt moment because he's got to bring that fire out of someone.
And I was sitting here watching the thing with Sammy, and I was like, here comes that really impassioned promo where it's... Because to me, it's like everything is about Mick Foley. Somehow, some way, the storyline, whatever he's involved in, becomes about him. It's not about the wrestlers. Like, if you ever noticed with Hell in a Cell and Charlotte and Sasha, somehow, some way, it went from being about them to being about Mick Foley. Anybody else notice that? Now with Sammy and Braun, it's about Mick Foley. It's like, why can't... It's like, I have no problem with Foley being involved. I have no problem Foley playing the GM and playing the mediator in this. That's cool. That's essentially what he's there for. But this should be about Sammy and Braun. This should be about Sammy wanting Braun Strowman so bad he can taste it. Because it's like, Foley's like, oh, well, you know, I needed to see if you had it. Did you watch Sami Zayn's feud with Kevin Owens at all over the last 2 years?
No,
that those two have been trying to kill each other?
No, because he wasn't a general manager then.
But still!
Or commissioner. Yeah, general manager, yeah.
It's like, it's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Fine. You didn't watch any of it. You want to know if Sami Zayn has fire? Go ask Kevin Owens. Go ask Finn Balor. Go ask Adrian Neville. Cesaro.
Wait, who's Neville?
He's the man that gravity forgot and he flew away. Except on our shows.
Hashtag, where's Neville?
Where's Neville? Poor Neville. We won't get into Neville because I'll rant for another 10 minutes. But, I'm sorry. It's just fully saying... Well, I don't know if you have it in you. Way to know your talent, Mick. You've been GM for how long?
Since July.
You should kind of know that by now. Just a thought.
In one of the coolest moments of the night, it was Daivari versus Lince Dorado. So Daivari's been in a feud with Jack Gallagher, the extraordinary gentleman. He comes out, does Gallagher during this match, and says, "Hey, I'm announcing my intention to interfere in this match." He called Daivari a scoundrel, and he came in the ring and attacked. It was the coolest thing I've seen all night.
That is the most gentlemanly thing ever.
I'm coming out here to interfere in your match. Sorry.
Is now a good time? I can wait. Seriously, that's what he was like. He's like, you know, is this a good time to interfere? Should I wait? Do I need to come back? You know, what do you guys think? What the hell does that? Jack Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Gallagher, sorry. Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Yes, Jack Gallagher. I want to call him Gallagher for some reason.
But you can't. It's Gallagher.
I know. He needs to find the vaudevillains.
Gotch clearly wants him, if you follow his Twitter. TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick.
Gotch could want him for other reasons, okay?
Kendrick versus Perkins, you know, the drill. They had a good match. Kendrick won with the sliced bread number two. Before the match, they all had a little promo backstage with Charlie Caruso and building up the three-way at Roadblock between Kendrick, Perkins, and Rich Swann.
Go Rich Swann, go.
Go Rich Swann, go. So that'll be the Cruiserweight title match at the pay-per-view. We had Bayley beat Alicia Fox once again. Go Bayley, she's awesome. She's all that's right with the world. We had the Rollins Report with Seth Rollins, his talk show with his guest Kevin Owens. He said he wants his match with Triple H, but he also explained everything he explained last week. Owen was the guest. He came out on stage, wasn't coming to the ring, and he said he talked to Stephanie and got a match for the night where he gets the challenge for the tag team titles. And we'll tell you why they get the tag title match in a moment. Jericho came out on stage and he was not, you know, happy being partnered with Kevin Owens again. Rollins was trying to stir the pot again. And then Jericho was like, you know what? Don't be trying to stir the pot. He called him a stupid idiot and then threatened him. Rollins invited him to come to the ring and put him on the list. Jericho was like, okay. You know, Seth Rollins, you just dropped the pen, made the disabled list. Jericho storms the ring, so does Kevin Owens. They beat down Rollins. Roman Reigns comes in, makes a save. There was going to be a pedigree on Jericho, but Owens pulls him out. This was a really fun little segment. A lot of the stuff was rehashed from last week, but it was fun nonetheless. Now, Kevin Owens made the deal with Stephanie because after New Day retained against the Cesaro and Sheamus and the club, they had a little celebration in the back with a bunch of indie wrestlers and Bayley, and a lot of bootios and wine, or rather champagne, and they start spraying the champagne, and guess who got sprayed? Stephanie McMahon. She was not happy. She had a mad. So that's why the match was made there. I loved her reaction to it, though. It was great. After being sprayed, it was awesome.
It was fantastic.
So, it was New Day versus Owens and Jericho, but Foley was like, no, let's change this up. And he added Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins to the match. And that's where we get to the main event. But before we do, there was a segment with Rusev and Lana, and they teased, basically showing us what happens, what they do behind closed doors. Russo said, once they finished with Enzo last week, they closed the door and did their business. And he was like, you know what business we did? And he was smiling from ear to ear.
They did their taxes. IRS would be proud.
IRS would totally be proud. So they showed footage of them beating up Enzo and not actually their sex tape like they were teasing they were going to do. Big Cass came out and basically challenged him, Rusev, to a fight. They fought a little bit. Rusev bailed. And it's now Sunday on the kickoff. Rusev versus Big Cass. Fun little segment.
It was.
And then we got to the main event. It was New Day versus Jericho and Owens versus Reigns and Rollins. This time it was Woods and Big E. In the first match, it was Kofi and Big E. So Woods was in a lot of the match since he's the only one who didn't wrestle earlier. They had a really good match. A lot of close near falls at the end. We had the pop-up code breaker at one point. And then things got interesting. Seth Rollins shoved Kevin Owens onto Jericho after the pop-up code breaker to break up the pin. And this is where Jericho and Owens sort of, well, got mad at one another. They sort of were yelling at one another. Rollins shoved Jericho and Owens. Jericho got, which means Owens got knocked to the outside. Pedigree on Jericho. Big E pulls Rollins out of the ring. Woods crawls on top of Jericho for the win. New Day retained. So it looks like we're having more of a breakup between Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho. So they bickered back and forth after the match, and he said, this is done. This is over. And as it happened, Reigns was setting up for a spear. Owens turned around, and Reigns speared him. So Roman Reigns stood tall over the WWE Universal Champion as the show ended.
Good show. Good go-home-to roadblock. Should be a fun little pay-per-view.
Should be a fun little pay-per-view. Tonight was about records and not really hyping the pay-per-view that much. They did a decent job. The ending angle was fine. But it seems like we were building to Jericho versus Owens next week or Sunday instead of Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens. But hey, that's what happens. It was a fine little show. The show didn't drag like it normally does.
Mm-mm.
Which is a good thing. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in because, well, we might have a little surprise for you guys. Hint, hint, wink, wink. So you don't want to miss that. Plus, we're going to have news, we're going to have notes, we're going to have NXT, and we are talking Roadblock. That's right, we're going to preview the show, we're going to break it down, and we're going to let you know who we think is going to win, and, well, who's going to take home the WTR Fantasy Trophy. Hint, hint, it's going to be me, just saying. I can feel the glare from here. So it's Thursday night, The Rack, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Make sure you subscribe to YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show for the hint, hint, wink, wink, and it may be out before the show airs, but tune in. Just subscribe, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Okay?
Tune in, or you may become obsolete and possibly deleted. Okay?
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 Okay? Got it? Got it, everybody? Got it? Rack Radio Show on Twitter and Facebook. RackRadioShow.com. Vote in the Wrestling Radio Awards for us. Bella's on the rack. Barbie Blank on the rack. Jeff Jarrett on the rack. WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Show of the year. All that fun stuff. Vote now. Or put us in for the Wrestling Radio Awards. WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Saturday Night Midnight Edition. CB Radio. We will have the Say What? The Great Holiday Food Debate. Desserts and drinks. And so much more. It's Super Radio Saturday Nights, midnight-ish. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern. We will review WWE Roadblock for the final Wrestle Talk Radio of 2016. Check it out, 11 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back next Monday at Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LANSWROD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitter.
Thanks to girlwork.net, wrestling figure photography, instagram.com/MBG1211. Go to RicFlairShop.com, buy the Nate merch, use the promo code MBG1211 to save 10% on your order. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night. With a rack, with a surprise, or two, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com. Bye, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.